2 Corinthians chapter 6, and I think being that tonight is your night for the Lord's Supper, I think that this will be very appropriate for us to think about. And here's what I want us to talk about. Receiving the grace of God in vain. Receiving the grace of God in vain. Now, first of all, just to be sure that we know what we're talking about, grace means that you get something from God that you don't deserve. That's what it means. I get something from God that I don't deserve. And probably the easiest example of that is our salvation, right? We did not deserve to be saved. We did not deserve to be forgiven. Jesus had to die to make it possible. But through God's grace, through His willingness to give us something we don't deserve, we can call out to the Lord and ask Him for salvation and forgiveness, and He will grant it and give us a home in heaven by us putting our faith in Him. That's grace. We don't deserve it, but God gave it to us. But I want you to look at the first verse of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Look at what it says. We then, as workers together with Him, that's talking about Jesus if you look back at chapter 5, we then, as workers together with Him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. Now, first of all, that verse starts off and it talks about how we're workers together with Him. Isn't that awesome? Jesus is your co-worker. Have you ever thought about that? He's invited you to be His co-worker. And again, if you go back and read chapter 5, it's the ministry of reconciliation. The world needs to be reconciled to God. Things need to be made right between people and God. And Jesus has done everything necessary to make that possible when He died on the cross. And then He said, now you come and join me. I'm giving you the word of reconciliation, the work of reconciliation. You're my ambassadors. Let's go work together to win the world and to see them reconciled to God. Isn't that an awesome thing when that happens? Man, when someone realizes their sinful condition and they make a decision to receive Christ as their Savior, they're reconciled to God, things are made right between them and God. That is such an amazing, amazing thing. So all of that's made possible through grace. But look, it's possible to take the grace of God in vain. And what does that mean, to take the grace of God in vain? Maybe one way we could put it is to take it for granted. You take the grace of God for granted. And, you know, another way that I like to say it, and I think this gives us a good picture too, is to waste the grace of God. Wasting the grace of God. Well, Brother Scott, how in the world would somebody waste the grace of God? I mean, if they got saved and if they received Jesus as their Savior, because He is talking to saved people here, and so if they receive Christ as their Savior and receive God's grace that way, how in the world would they waste God's grace or take it for granted? Well, look over into chapter 8. Paul actually talked about God's grace quite a bit in these few chapters here, and look at what he said in verse of chapter 8, verse number 7. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, and then look at this list he gives, in faith, in utterance, or your words, the things that you speak, knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. Now, if you read the chapter and get the context, you find out that he's talking about giving. He's talking about being generous in our giving. This grace also. That's what he's talking about. But that's not really what I want to focus on. What I want to focus on is he gives this list. Faith, utterance, the use of our words, knowledge, diligence, love. Then I want you to abound in this grace also. So that means all those other things are graces. So you see, the reality is that anything that we do for God is a grace. It is God working through us, His grace flowing through us. That's the only way we can do anything for God. Every time that you would step out and try to be a witness to someone, it's a grace that God is flowing through you. Every morning when you get up and read your Bible, you do that, right? You get it even in the evening. It's okay. It doesn't have to be in the morning. Every day when you read your Bible, that's a grace of God that you're communing with Him. Prayer, it's a grace of God. You don't deserve it, right? We don't deserve it. But God is letting it flow through us. You showed up here at church tonight. It's a grace of God that you and I got here tonight and had this moment together for Him. And how easy is it to take that for granted and even to waste it? To waste it. You see, when we got saved, we entered this abounding, overflowing grace of God, and the supply of it is endless. It is not going to run out. And that's how we serve God. That's how we do things for God, by trusting His grace, by letting that grace flow through us. So we can take God's grace in vain by not allowing Him to work through us. What thing has God been dealing with you about doing for Him that you've kind of kept throwing up the stop sign? You've kind of had your excuses of why that won't work. The Bible's full of people like that. You remember Moses did that. Well, oh Lord, I'd go lead those people out, except for I don't talk very well. And, you know, he had all these excuses. And God said, it doesn't matter, because I'm the one really doing it. Gideon was like that, you know. God came along and said, mighty man of valor. And Gideon said, who, me? I'm the guy from the littlest tribe, the least important family. I'm a nobody. God said, that's good. I specialize in using nobodies. That's really good. Really good thing. Jeremiah had that same feeling. God said, I've selected you from your mother's womb to be my prophet. And Jeremiah said, Lord, I'm just a child. God said, that's okay. I can do it. And so, see, it's easy to make excuse. It's easy to say, oh, I can't, Lord. I can't, Lord. I can't, Lord. But what we're doing is we're receiving God's grace in vain. Because every time we would say, I can't, God's grace would say, you can. You can. What has God been dealing with you to do for Him that you've been saying no? It could just change tonight if you just say, hey, I just got to trust God's grace. What has God wanted you to stop doing that you know is not helpful to you personally? It's not helpful to your family. It's not helpful to your church family. It's something that God has been saying, hey, we need to deal with this. Don't act like that's not going on. Don't act like this. Hey, I see it. Lord, I want to quit. I want to do different, but we've got all of our buts and our excuses, but the reality is God's grace can help us overcome. And to make excuse, because here's what we're really saying. We're really saying, I want to do it, but I can't get it done in my own power. And God is saying, absolutely, that's right. Stop trusting your own power and start trusting me. And all this can change. Let me show you one more verse. Chapter 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Look at verse number 8. It says this, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. You see, when we trust the grace of God and we don't take it in vain, then all excuses go away. They vanish. They disappear. There's no way for me to make an excuse. Because when that grace abounds, then we're taken care of. All sufficiency in all things, that you may abound in every good work. There's never going to be one single thing that you face that God's grace can't take care of. Never. It's up to us to decide. We've received the grace if we're saved. If you're here tonight and you've never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you need to get started in that grace. You need that first step where you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and what He did for you on the cross so that your sins may be forgiven and you can start this walk with Him. But if you've already done that, grace is abounding. It's abounding. It's abounding. What are we going to do? Just act like it's not there? Or are we going to say, you know what? God's grace is bigger than my excuses. God's grace is bigger than my fears. God's grace is bigger than all the things that I think I can't do, because in the end result, that's really the whole point. I can't, but He can. I've just got to let His grace flow through me. Would you stand with me for a word of prayer? Father, I want to thank